Hi, I'm Pat Wetzel, creator and host of Bumpin' the Road. This podcast is a side trip. Side trips are super short podcasts that let me share some of my thoughts and experiences beyond the conversations with my guests. Side trips are about the off-road excursions we take that often lead to interesting life experiences. After publishing my thoughts on Eric Weinmayer's Quitters, Campers, and Climbers, I've been thinking about the topic of disability and identity. I think it's often our inner disability, our rote patterns of thought, and the pain we carry from simply navigating life that are our greatest disability. And we all have them. Physical disability complicates this even more. I personally lost about a decade of my life to physical disability. I had myasthenia gravis, a rare neurologic disease, which led to voluntary muscle weakness. Those are the muscles that allow you to walk, to breathe, and to see, among other things. It was a detour I hadn't planned. I went from graduating from Wharton Business School with interesting and demanding jobs in the bond market and later in international strategic planning for a large corporation. I went from a seemingly unlimited future to nothing. I found myself just surviving the day, whatever that might bring. Who was I without my former identification as someone who was smart, capable, and independent? What was my value to myself, much less to others? What did my future hold? The issue of identity is one that comes up often in my podcast. So often we're identified by external factors. We define ourselves by them, by schools, jobs, degrees, possessions. Our identities are forged by who we hang out with, by societal norms, or through the expectations of those around us. There is no doubt that life's bumps can be very challenging. While we're often swept away by events, feeling helpless or lost, the reality is we do have a choice about how we confront challenge. I think of so many stories of Terry Chase, an athlete confined to a wheelchair who crafted an unlimited and amazing life. The story of Brian Smith and Eric Hodgdon, who came to terms with their daughter's death. Of Jenny Wakefield, who ran as part of her recovery into sobriety. Jenny's story always sticks in my mind. One day she was running a marathon. Crossing a bridge, she paused. Something was both familiar and different. The bridge she was crossing was the same one she once slept under. With or without a physical disability, life's challenges are an opportunity to dig deep and meld your external circumstances with your internal strengths. They're an opportunity to move towards an ever more meaningful and heartfelt life. I explore all this and more in my upcoming book, Bumpin' the Road, Stories of Courage, Hope, and Resilience, as well as on the weekly podcast. Remember, we are all capable of rewriting our lives, finding and redefining our best selves. So I close with a riddle from J.R.R. Tolkien's The Fellowship of the Ring about Aragorn's journey from a ranger called Strider to his return to his rightful place as king. All that is gold does not glitter. Not all those who wander are lost. The old that is strong does not wither. Deep roots are not reached by the frost. From the ashes a fire shall be woken. A light from the shadows shall spring. Renewed shall be blade that was broken. The crownless again shall be king. Thanks for listening to this side trip. Catch you again soon.